Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hi. And our guest today is the show psychic, Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am. Yes,
hi,
I am.
Dale. Aloha. Yeah.
Aloha,
aloha, Dale.
I can't. Aloha, Johnny. I can't wait to meet you both in person.
Before the show, you mentioned some good news.
Well, I hope it's good news. But I'll tell you in a moment. Johnny, why don't you give out the phone number so people can call in, please?
Of course. Now, the number to call in is 516-531-9874. Okay, and do you want me to give out your number too, Dale?
But why don't you tell them what it's for? It's for if you would like to have your complimentary psychic reading by a wonderful medium psychic, please start dialing right now, and you will have your little session with Dale Shear. And in the meantime, Dale's going to tell us her good news.
I don't know if it's good news. I've been doing some research, and I had friends from doing some research on the coronavirus, and they feel that they're getting close by September to some sort of vaccination or to be able to subside this virus. That's what I've heard from two or three authenticated people. That is the only way this thing's going to go away. I mean,
We
can't sit in the house for a whole year and hope it just goes away. If you pull up on YouTube, if you pull up on Roku YouTube and look at 1918 epidemic, it lasted 3 years, and it was 20 times worse than this. But however, a lot of people died. So I mean, you know. This is a thing we're at right now. I mean, it's not a pleasant situation. Just when we think we get it under somewhat of control, it bursts out again. I know in Nevada, the Las Vegas had to open their casinos, and of course they spiked, but not that bad, but they spiked in Lake Tahoe, Minden, Gardnerville, Carson area. It's low, and I'm talking about maybe 133, people, or and maybe 60 deaths or 70 deaths, something like that. But I mean, it's low, but you still have to be cautious on everything you do. Where my excitement came, Barb, today, I go to the dollar store to get this, it's called virus spray or, by Chase, and they've been out of it for, 3 months. And I walked in today, and I go, whoa, they have some in stock. And I said, how many of these can I buy? And they go, you can buy them all. So I bought eight.
Really? So wow, that's a change.
Really, if you look online to try to buy this virus thing that you spray on yourself every time you go out and come back in, it's like $15 to $45, and at the dollar store, it's a dollar. So I was excited about that one.
Oh,
well,
I'm going to
have
to go.
What I was going to say,
is that
I think it's in a week or so, I don't know the exact date, we're going to be having a rheumatologist on, because I was talking to him about the coronavirus. And he says that that it's kind of what you said, that the pace we're going at is very, very fast to fix it, and it's at an unprecedented speed. So he gave me a time frame. He said, I talked to him on the phone, like, what do you think is going to happen in a year? What do you think is going to happen in 2 years? And it'll be great to get some optimism, in on the coronavirus. That's why I had him on.
Okay,
because people are kind of sticking to he's a doctor. This guy is a... He's a doctor that we're going to have on. He's a rheumatologist. And
what is a rheumatologist? I've never I'm not sure
what
that is.
Well, it has something to do. He studies autoimmune diseases is who he studies. He studies. He's an internist as well. He's an internist and he has a PhD in rheumatology. And,
okay. I don't. I mean, the way I see it psychically, I'll be honest with you. The only way we're going to get rid of this thing is if we get some sort of, you know, vaccination or.
Well, that's what
that
he says
will...
is going to happen. That's what he says is going to happen by the month that you said. He sort of predicts
really?
That.
What month? Can we repeat it, please, for everybody?
What,
he said
okay. Well, yeah, what I'm trying to say is that he said, I asked him, I said, well, you know, I had to cancel a trip to Los Angeles on my birthday last year. And he goes, you think I'll be able to go, like, maybe, you know, in spring? He goes, oh, yes, he will, yes. There's going to be, he says that probably what will happen is people will be able to live regular, more of a regular life, but they'll probably still be wearing masks. But there'll be more like,
oh,
you know, you can go places. And there's also, I mean, so we need to finally talk to this guy. He's very, very educated. He's going to be here on the 15th. And so it'd be interesting to see some optimism a little bit for once. You know,
yeah, we do need optimism because people are starting to get real depressed. And then what's happening, I know, in Nevada, if you let people out of the cage, I mean, they go berserk. I mean, literally go berserk. I mean, it's like, you know, party after party after party. They don't care. And then they come down sick and they wonder why, you know.
Especially the younger people,
you know,
who are in the mood to party all the time. They're the ones that are having the big, huge parties on the beach and in the Airbnb party houses. They had to close those down.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yeah, it spreads like wildfire. You know, fire, I mean, flowers. Wildfire.
All right.
I'm sorry. Do we have any
talking?
We do have a caller.
Okay.
This is area code 631. Now, everybody, before I put this person on, I should say that the more specific the question, the better Dale will be able to help out. Right, Dale?
Yes. Please be specific. Don't be all over the place. Just the more specific
you are,
the more
specific.
Okay,
this is area code 631.
Okay.
Yes,
okay, caller. Hi.
Yes, hi.
You're on with Dale.
Hi, Dale. This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Where are you calling from, honey?
Long Island.
Hey, how's it? Okay. And, how's it going up there now on the virus?
I'm better.
Better? It's going better?
Yeah.
Because in New York, they have one of the best governors. I wish he ran for president. I mean, you know, this guy just has it under control to a point where, you know, at least he's getting it down, and I have a lot of respect for him.
Yes.
I mean, he totally, Cuomo is just unbelievable. I really think he can run for president, and I hope he does someday, if he can handle this well.
Yeah. I know.
Anyway, how can I help you, darling?
Well, I'm looking for my significant other. I'd like a partner, and I'd like to know when you see it.
Very interesting. 6 months is what I'm getting. I'm getting an R in the person's name. Someone who loves to travel, who loves to play golf, who likes to go around the world. The meeting is through a friend or family or somebody, but it's a meeting. And I don't know if there'll be a marriage, but I do know that there will be a relationship, and a wonderful one at that. One you will be very surprised at, because it's been a while since you have been really happy, and it's like you want to be happy, and you will be.
Yes. Now, will I meet him before this 6 months, be in a relationship in 6 months, or I'm not going to meet him for 6 months?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, all I know is you asked me when, and that's when. So I don't know if you meet him before. Obviously, you have to meet him before to be in a six-month relationship. So, but, you know, psychics are not good on time. So, you know, it could be a few months off, or it could be a few weeks off, or it could be a day off. I mean, The way I put it, it's 1 day to 6 months, you know?
Okay. I was supposed to go, like, on a blind date tomorrow, but he didn't answer me back tonight. I don't know.
You got it right. I don't know. Leave it at that.
Oh.
All right? I mean, you know, it's just like, who introduced you to this person for the blind date?
I'm sorry? I'm not, I don't really know anybody that, friends don't really know anyone, so I have to go on the stupid online, but I'm not having any luck with that. I'm meeting, like, but losers who don't, they're not looking for anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you don't tell them you're looking for marriage. Yeah, there's a lot of online places you can go. So join two.
I'm not saying I'm looking for marriage, but I just meet people who just don't have time to date.
Well, it's a little hard to date with this coronavirus going on, you know?
Well, I mean, even before the coronavirus, they didn't even want to date.
Well, they will. Just have more. Get off that negative kick. It'll happen. You know, it will happen. So don't worry about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you're doing all the right things, okay?
All right.
I mean, I have a lot of faith in you. What type of work do you do?
I'm a bus monitor right now. I didn't know if I was going to stay in it or get a job close to home, or I didn't know.
What kind of monitor?
Bus.
What
I just started the job.
Yeah, what is that, bus monitor?
They watch children on the bus.
Oh. But where are the kids going with the virus? Are they going anywhere?
Summer school.
Are they really going to summer school up there?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. You're way advanced.
We wear masks and everything on the bus and disinfect and, you know.
Yeah, but they're just now starting in Nevada to open up the schools to go, for the kids to go in September or October. We have a...
Well, this is just like, this is like for special ed kids, students. It's not for everyone.
Oh, I see. You would do very well at this job. Don't worry about it. And you have a heart of gold and you love helping people. So it's good. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi. I remember her from last week.
I don't. But we have a lot of New Yorkers again. I love it.
Oh, good. Hi, New Yorker. Do we have another New Yorker?
I don't know if we have another, but.
Okay, well, you screen the calls. Do you know what area code New York is? There's probably several.
I don't know. I mean, I know that there is.
Okay.
One for.
212.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We help anybody and everybody. It doesn't matter. Do you have some
New York
sites?
What?
Can you give out, you know, Doug, you're not with us today. Give out your phone number.
Okay.
The number is 516-531-9874.
Okay, good.
Call now to line up to talk to Dale Shear. Have your question ready. She's here. She's a world-renowned psychic medium. Can you even do today? It doesn't matter if they have a question about a past, somebody who's passed, maybe a spirit that's visiting them, or a question about on the earth now, right, Dale?
No.
Because you're a medium too.
Well, yeah, but I don't call myself a medium. I just claim to be a psychic, and then I cross over from the other side if I have to, you know, to this side. I mean, I do both. You know, I do the future. My expertise is the future. If the other side comes through, then that's fine, well and dandy. But, you know, I've done shows crossing over. So it's kind of unique, different, you know, that type of thing. But, again,
yes.
we were bombarded, so I don't know what's going on this week. Anyway, Johnny, do you have somebody or?
We do. This is 201.
Hi, caller.
201 is New Jersey.
I'm close.
Wow.
Yes, I am.
Hey,
awesome.
Jersey.
Welcome to the show, New Jersey.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you, ladies.
Thank you.
What part of Jersey are you from?
I'm by East Rutherford, by Giant Stadium, MetLife Stadium.
Where?
Where? Do you know where, like, the football stadium where the Giants play? Or, like, the
no.
New American Dream Mall is? Yeah.
No, you mean, Secaucus?
Not too far from Secaucus, like 10 minutes from Secaucus, East Rutherford.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, sort of know that. But I haven't been back so long, and because of this virus, you know, it's going to be a
I
lot,
know. Definitely put a damper
mine,
on a lot of traveling.
I know. I have, like, hundreds or thousands of relatives back there. You know, which I don't even know that I want to see, that I can only meet on Facebook. And
yeah,
are you
know.
In a small town?
It's pretty quaint. Not really. I would say it's not that big.
That's cool.
I know you like
that's
that.
Cool. I miss the accent so much. I mean, you know, I used to talk like you. I used to say, well,
it's so funny that I don't even hear an accent until someone else from somewhere else tells me. And I'm like, you can hear an accent? That's crazy. Like, to me, I think I sound the same.
No. Jersey girl, you have an accent. You do.
Wow.
Because let me give you an idea. I used to say, well, what can I talk? And I come from, you know, New York or New Jersey, you know, something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's now, when I went to school out in L.A., I had to say I walk and I talk. And, you know, they would, if I said I wanted water, you know, water, like they would say back
yeah.
then. Yeah, they would say to me, no, you want water. I go, what is that? You know, it was just like
yeah.
a whole different thing. So how can I help you?
Well, I was just listening to you guys talk. What I was going to say kind of correlates to something else that you were just talking about, you're crossing over. So I am a very in-tuned person. I kind of grew up like this, and I know I have a gift with that, and me and my dad and I always talked about it since we were younger, because he also has a gift. So I know I kind of am more open to things that some people are not open to. So
mm-hmm.
my boyfriend now,
be specific. What do you want?
Oh, I am. I was just going to try to give you like a backstory. So my boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years, and I want to say it started almost a year ago. While, like, if I was just laying there with my eyes closed, I would see a little girl in my third eye, and she'd be like pointing at me standing in front of his house on the sidewalk in a dress. And I never
mm-hmm.
saw anything with my eyes closed while I was awake. So I was just like, what was that? And it happened
mm-hmm.
like maybe two more times. And I had called someone to say, like, what is this? And they were like, ask her name. So I closed my eyes and I asked her name, and I saw the name. And then after that, the name of that little girl would appear, like, while we were both at work. A little girl would try to play with him, and that just so happened to be her name, or same with me. Or lately, people have been telling me, like, oh, I had a dream that you had another baby, and it was a little girl. And or my friend will be at work, and the name of the application, the child's name, was the same name as that. So I'm just like, how come I didn't see my other two kids like this before they came? And, like, I don't know if it's just me and him are
no,
very
no,
powerful
no.
energy.
No, it's different. This is different.
Yeah.
This is an angel, and this is someone watching over you. And it's someone also trying to get through to you to give you information on to do something. And
mm-hmm.
you have to take all the markers. Like, wherever you hear her name, take notes.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever,
okay.
I mean, whether it be in school, whether it be at work, whether it be whatever, she's
mm-hmm.
trying to, it's like called follow the signs. So
yeah.
She's trying, and it's a puzzle. And you've got to put the pieces of the puzzle together to find out what she wants. That's what it comes to, because she wants something, or she wants help, or, you know, she wants you to help her somehow, some way. Sometimes when people pass on, or children or whatever, not children, but mostly when people pass on, a lot of people don't go to the
mm-hmm.
light because they don't believe in the other side, or they don't believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't make it to the light. and they just kind of float around the earth. And then they try to get people that are psychic to help them. Like one of the weirdest things I've had happen, and I mean weird, I have proof of it. I was taking the news, and on the news, I mean local news, I got home, I watch the news, you know, and I hear my name, Gail Scheer. And I look up, and I have a tape of it. I taped it, and I'm going,
wow.
It was a mechanical voice. You know, like, what is this? You know, what? What do you want? You know, who is this? What? You know, so I learned to follow the signs. Wherever you hear, excuse me, wherever you hear that, her name. What's her name?
And that's not so much I hear it. It's more of someone will see it. Or my daughter, who's 9, dreamt of her and said, I saw my little sister and she had a different dad than me, but she was so cute and she came and laid on me and took a nap and it was felt really nice. I'm like, oh,
okay,
boy.
Let me ask you this. This is her sister. This is your child. Did she pass on?
I never had. I've only been with my 2 children. It was the only time I've ever been pregnant. I had an issue where I had tumors and I couldn't have kids. So the 2 times I was able to get pregnant were my 2 children that I have. My son, I have a son and a daughter.
So this is like, and how old are you now?
Me?
Yeah.
I just turned 40 last month.
Okay. I don't know the answer to that. All I know is that child may appear 15 or 20 years from now from your daughter or his and be her child, and it may be your granddaughter. You don't know. I mean, it's just a matter you got to figure out what she wants, because she's trying to give you information, and the only way you can do that is by putting the pieces of the puzzle together. I always tell people, look backwards, not forwards. I mean, when events start to occur that are weird or something unusual happens, trace it backwards.
Yeah,
and you'll find
just
them.
Recently. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. She just points at me. And one time I was meditating, and I saw her, and I actually saw her face, and I just started crying, like without even controlling it. Once I actually saw her face, see, like
just somebody watching over you, and for what reason you have to find out that I can't tell you. You'll have to find that out for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in, darling. God bless
thank you.
And all
thank
of you.
You too.
Yeah, that was very interesting. That was, yeah, and that's how I felt too. It's like that sunscene is an entity, but is it in her future? Is her future going to hold something that has to do with a ghost in it? I mean, it's just kind of,
no,
it is spooky, but when you explain it to her, then it's not as spooky, you know? It's just like you have to learn to live with it.
Yes, and if you want it to go away, tell her to go away. I mean, you know, this is...
Yeah.
There's,
right.
And they, you can put a mirror up of this, you know, and just have them go away, you know?
I don't know about the mirror. You put a mirror up, and then what happens with that?
I don't know. I don't even know why I said that.
You're so funny.
I don't even know where that came from. I don't know.
That is hilarious. She's probably going to go do it, you know? I mean, you felt it came out. Like, you're a vessel.
No,
you know, it came out for a reason.
You have the serious... kick it up, not so I go, okay, whatever.
That's funny. Oh, gosh.
I mean, I don't try to, I analyze things when they occur. I mean, I have had so many incidences of things in my life that I don't question why anymore. Just, you know, if I look backwards and I, you know, back in time, then I can figure out why it happened. You know, like, why did I have to move? Why did I have to move from one place to another? And it took a lot of pain and stress on me. And then all of a sudden I realized why I had to move, because of certain incidences that occurred. So I always trace things backwards.
Yes, and trust in your own natural instincts, people, right? Because it's their gut instinct. You know, don't ignore it. Deal with it. But...
Yeah,
feel like
I
lucky
say,
that you see spirits. kind of lucky.
Who? I don't think
people should. Yes. That's what I meant, like visitation.
Like, I just had one the other night, and my sister passed on. She passed on at 70, and my brother-in-law passed on, and he was like 90 or something. I don't know. But they both visited me yesterday, and that kind of scared me, like, what are you doing here? Uh-huh. What do you want? You know, like,
don't take me with you.
Not yet. and it was just bothering me. It's just like he was in a suit and shoes. They both look so wonderful, and I'm going, what's going on? Why are they visiting me? Or what, you know? And I don't know answers myself to that one. But I don't want to know. So let's move on. What else do we got?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
860.
Hi, caller. You're on with Dale Shear. Welcome to Life After Happiness. What is your name and question?
Hi, this is Amala, and my question is,
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Okay. Connecticut.
Yep.
All right. And?
Yeah. So, I have a specific question. I wrote a book last year, and I actually sent my book to a talk show host right before shutdown in the pandemic, so the beginning of March, and I know mm-hmm. that she received it because about 20 days ago, maybe 25 days ago, I dreamed that I was on her show, and that's why I reached out to her. So that's mm-hmm. my question is, do you feel or sense when I might be on her show?
Well, who is the she and what's the show?
What was that?
What's the name of the show you're trying to get on?
Oh, it's Ellen. It's the Ellen show.
Oh, Ellen show. Okay. What I do know, and I've written 5 books, I've done the same thing you have done. They're not allowed to read it because it's a legal thing. So
okay.
I can't say that she read the book at all because of the fact that it's legally they're not allowed to. I've had books thrown back at me because they even say, you know, we'd love to read it, but we can't. It's a legal thing.
Okay.
So do I see you on her show? Yeah, I could see you getting tickets to her show. What's the name of your book?
Right. Right. I mean, it might take a while, but I definitely, like, I had an intuitive dream that I met her, like, a month ago.
Okay, well, I'm not doubting you won't go on her show, but, you know, as far as her reading your book, they're not allowed to. They really aren't. They
no, that's fine.
That's,
well, whatever
but,
it
ask
is.
What is the name of your book and what is it about?
What's it about? Okay, well, it's 12 stories. So basically, it's a hybrid of a memoir and a self-help book. I am legally blind, and so that became the catalyst of me being a teacher and sharing my insights that I've gone through. Yes.
Well, it is possible that one of her assistants, because it's such an unusual topic, read it. And maybe told her about it to a point where, hey, I read this book. You know, they could do that. I read this book, and it's about a lady being legally blind and yada, 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 and very interesting, and how to touch and sense and feel things. That's an interesting topic in itself. I would also rewrite Ellen. You know, they have a website. And say, I am legally blind, and I would love to be on your show. I have a lot to offer. And,
yes.
You know, I would like to teach a little bit, you know, what it's like to be blind. And, you know, so that's a topic that they would pick up. I would do it that way.
Yeah.
You're trying to get on that.
I actually wrote her when in the book I placed a handwritten letter because I still have partial vision. I explain I'm legally blind, not completely blind yet. So I actually said to her, and it's interesting because the pandemic just happened. Long story short, that I said I'd love to meet you in person while I could still see. And that's the truth. because I don't know when it's going to go. And it's I've lost a considerable amount of vision since last year alone. So,
what kind of disease is it, Katie? What kind of disease do you have?
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
What kind of disease do you have that you're going blind?
Oh, that's a really good question. Long story short, it's a genetic disorder. Only 200 people in the world have what I have. And it's called gyrate atrophy. And it's blindness occurs between the ages of 45 and 60.
I will give you a future projection. In the future, they're working on stuff where people can see.
Yes.
There's some sort of glasses or some substance. And you might have an opportunity to do that in the future where, you know, to be able to utilize that in the future so you could see better.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, I definitely have faith in the angels and and God, honestly. It's like without that, I wouldn't be shining so brightly. And that's the incredible insight. By having no sight, I've gained so much insight, and I see clearly from my third eye. It's coming more and more apparent in my life. Yes.
Yeah, you're feeling and you're seeing, and it opens up those other senses, you know. So I can't tell you when. I can't tell you when, but I think the letter should keep going to her, and you should keep writing her, and with the hopes of one of her assistant or will pick up something of what you want to project for a show. And I think that could be a very good possibility.
Yeah, and I do. And you know what? I am a big dreamer, and I know my vision is so crystal clear. I want to keep on having the faith because it's not even in people's hands. It's in God's hands. God's the bigger power. So I always, like, connect with my angels and whoever's looking above me, and that's what makes things happen for sure. For sure.
That is true.
So
ask your angels and say a prayer and keep doing it. And I wish you all the luck in the world. And when you do get on, I'll watch you, okay?
God bless you. Thank you so very much. Thank you all. Thank you.
I needed that. Bless. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Yes.
Boy, we're
awesome.
I know. We're getting some wildly good people today. This is, this is like crazy. This is wonderful.
With really
cheerful
energy.
Johnny, Barbara, you want to talk about your new Roku show a little bit and how good it is and what you're doing with it?
Sure.
Go ahead, honey.
Yes, it's funny that you should ask. We talked about a lot of ideas before the show, about things that we're going to do. And I like the idea that education is universal. You know, it's something that has kind of universal feel to it, you know. And so we're going to make it so that, for example, you're going to be interviewed yourself, Dale, and we're going to be having lots of people on. And I think it's going to expand the community, which will be great.
Tell people how to access it, Barb.
Okay.
Tell them how to access
it.
Yeah.
It is Life
okay.
After Happiness Learned. And it's what you do is you search for it, and you'll be able to find it by searching in Life After Happiness Learned.
Yeah, search if you have a Roku TV, which everybody in the world should get because I own stock in it.
I know. I'm getting mine tomorrow. I'm picking mine up tomorrow, 55-inch.
55-inch? Whoopee.
Yeah.
It
will be waiting at Walmart in Huntington Beach or Costa Mesa. Yeah.
If you need help, I can teach you. I've had Roku for 20 years. So, if you want Netflix or you want, they have like 145 channels or more. And then
I have the Express in Priscilla's room. My TV broke down in the living room, so I am getting one that is already built in. I have the little Express box for the outside. But, I've been enjoying Roku. I love it. I'm watching my own self on our own TV channel, Life After Happiness Learned, which is fun. Right? So
I finally got Johnny to get a TV. I just had to pull his hair out. So he got one. So I'm all excited.
But I think what's great is what's going to be great is when people start wanting to help out by going on it. That's really great. I'm sure, Dale, you know people that would want to help us out by going on it. I mean, you know, it's.
Yes.
I like the idea that we're all helping each other out by doing this, and it's really
great. How about we are helping them out, too? I mean, we're giving them an opportunity to come on a TV channel and talk about whatever they want and, you know, that we agree upon, obviously, that we're going to learn from, and we are going to have Dale come on and teach us something.
Yeah, and I want Barbara to interview me on that one when we do that. I'm all ready.
Oh,
really,
of course.
And it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's so fun.
Okay.
And we're going to be able to see your smiling face.
Yes.
Thank you.
Judge Judy.
Barbara calls me Judge Judy. I don't know why he calls me Judge Judy. But anyway,
I don't know. He's funny.
Would you rather hear
okay.
Oh, no. He thinks I'm Judge Judy. I don't know. Anyway, who's the next caller, Johnny?
The next caller is 267. You're on the air.
Hi, caller. You're live with Psychic Dale Scheer. Welcome to the show.
Hello, my name is Donna. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Donna from Pennsylvania. How you doing?
Hi. Good, fine, thank you. I wanted to ask you, do you see happy, healthy relationship anytime soon?
Boy, this is a day of relationships. Beside one book, this is a day of relationships. And my question to the world is, how the heck do you find anybody during a coronavirus? It'd be very hard, I would think. But are you on any of the dating sites?
I went on, but I didn't really pursue it. I have in my inbox, you know, to go further to pay to you know, I have so many, but I haven't went on there. I was in a relationship, and I told him just the other day that I can't see him once a month. He can't just come around and then go and me not talk to him for 3 weeks and then him decide to call. And he talked to me today like it was nothing, and I made it clear in a roundabout way we're not seeing each other until he can treat me right, or, you know.
Well, you did all the right things. You called him. You called him on all his dramas. So you did the right thing. And don't be stupid and let him back in again. I mean, you know, move on, upward and on. It'll take a little while. You meet someone else, it'll be fine. But, I mean, you know, just don't keep going back. You know, once the door is closed, it's closed. You know,
right.
So... that's where I see it. And I do see several men that you will be involved with, and in the future, a near future of 6 to 9 months. And I just see that you'll have your pick of the litter, I'd want to say.
Oh, okay.
Do you think? You're very pretty. You have a lot to offer. You're a good person. And Pennsylvania is kind of, I grew up in Jersey, so in Pennsylvania, Jersey, it's kind of easy to meet people, but nowadays, I don't know. I just was, you know, I keep my TV down while I'm talking, but I just saw the headlines, and it says Europe is back to business, and Paris, France is open, and everybody's having a good time in Europe, and hopefully we'll get to that point. And if it gets to that point, you know, then we can start meeting people all over again.
Right. I hope so.
Well, I know so. It's so wonderful to talk about these people. What type of work do you do?
What type of work? I do housekeeping in a hospital, but right now I'm on a leave of absence. I needed some time, so.
Boy, that's a rough one, honey. That's a rough one. But,
yes.
You know, I hope you're getting paid very well for that. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. You'll meet someone, not to worry, and it's all going to be the way you want it to be. So just hang in there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you for calling. Yeah.
Barbara, I was reading your mind going, so when am I going to meet somebody? No.
I know, but crazy things do happen, and people meet under extraordinary circumstances.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
they do.
I believe,
yeah,
I believe there's someone for everyone. I truly believe
that. Me too. What
and
about if they're a serial murderer?
What are you talking about?
Well, I just thought of that because everyone, I watched that Jeffrey Dahmer movie last night, which was very good, I thought, by the way. And I know the young male actor who played him because I saw him on this Disney channel I used to watch with Priscilla all the time. I loved him. Something about, okay, Allie, Austin and Allie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this boy played that Austin in the Disney series. And so I'm like, oh, my gosh, he looks so much like Jeffrey Dahmer. So I was just thinking when you said that, it just popped in my mind. What about them? I mean, that's true for them,
well,
too. A lot of people go commit a crime, go to prison, and then they still find love and get married. Many do.
Well, that's true. But let me say this much. The Jeffrey Dahmers of the world are few and far between. When was the last time you heard of a serial killer?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Just recently of the one that got caught, but I don't know. I think there's tons of them out there. Actually, there's really a lot of them. We don't really realize there's a lot out there.
Barbara, if you manifest it, it will come into being. If you start thinking about it very heavily, it will come into being. So take that and go watch some really funny, nice,
thank you, Dale. I know, because I do have the dark side's like, oh, I want something deep and dramatic and scary, but I need to lighten it up. I need to have a balance, don't I?
Watch Jersey Girl with, what is it, Jamie Bullock or something.
Okay.
Okay,
but,
you know, watch fun. You know, when we watch all these terrible, evil things, we manifest it in general, you know. It's not a good thing to
I
do.
Thought it was educational,
healthy.
Actually. It was very educational, actually, because there was
no murder.
It was all about his being an adolescent in high school, his time at school, his time at home, and you could see how it all evolved and created. And it actually was a learning experience to realize, wow, hey, people,
no, that's true.
You know,
that's
give
true.
Your children attention and love. You know, he slipped out because of the way he was raised, and then he was a little haywire anyway. So that combination together really was bad. But if he if you took out the abuse or the neglect, I mean, maybe he would never have turned into a serial killer. That's what I thought
true.
After watching it on Roku. I found it on Roku.
That's true. But I have worked on murder cases. That's how I started. And I worked on many of them. And what I have found out why people do what they do is they were abandoned as children. They were abandoned. Abandonment. That's a key word.
Right.
And just try not to do that. I don't even want to go there. Anyway, you know, I just want to be more on the upper scale. So, Johnny, do we have any more?
Yes, we do. 919.
Okay. Oh, good. 919. Hi, you're on with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. My name is Kay, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia now.
Oh, my goodness. Hi. Is it your state that's being shut down completely, or is it Alabama? I saw it on TV and I can't remember.
Well, we are going back to stage one. because our mayor here in Atlanta, actually, who was not supportive of opening too soon, but she has COVID now.
Oh no.
Yeah, the governor made some decisions a little early on. We were one of the states that opened up first.
Are you shut down? Are you allowed to go out? Or because I saw one of the states that wasn't.
Well, we are going back to phase one, so they're going to require that we actually face quarantine now.
That's what I thought it was, Atlanta. How's the mayor doing? Is she doing all right?
She's doing well. She is doing well.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of learning lessons. I mean, for me to sit here and watch all of Europe playing, having fun, no coronavirus, then we have it. What are we doing wrong? You know, you have to shut down for a while to just. I don't know the answer. You know. But
there's so many people here that there's so many people here that are so concerned about their rights being violated by having to wear my mask and stay in, and it's like, oh boy, okay.
Well, you know, people don't understand. The thing about the mask is it's not that, okay, you wear it, but you're protecting another person.
Exactly.
And you're protecting your grandma, your mom, your dad by wearing it, because other people that don't wear masks, they can cough, and at least you'll be okay, but they won't. So that's why you have to wear the mask. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And it's inconvenient, and it's not forever, but hopefully. And you know,
it's
that's
crazy.
Nobody will get married. Nobody will know what you look like. So it's not forever. And it'll
I totally agree.
Just gotta do what you be creative with the mask. I think that's the fun thing part of it. Is be creative.
Yeah.
You know?
It's interesting here, that's all I can say.
me more before you ask your question. I wanna know.
It's interesting that the powers that be, it's just like with our head government. If we're not pushed or someone makes light of a situation, those minds that follow that will agree with it. So it's not uncommon here. I've actually had people tell me, like I've gone to a grocery store, and they were like, well, I don't have anything, so I don't have to wear a mask. And I'm thinking, well, you don't know if
wrong.
I do. You don't know if I do.
Yeah, you could be asymptomatic. That's what people don't know. Asymptomatic means you have the disease, and you just you exhibit it to other people, but you don't get it. And people don't realize by wearing the mask could help, you know, from asymptomatic people, you know, and there are a lot of
I heard a man tell his son, he was inquiring about it, and he said, oh, you don't have to worry about it. Only people in their 80s get it. And I thought, okay, you're crippling another generation with that foolishness, but okay.
Okay, well, whatever. It's just, you know, and I listen to the TV and they go, oh, don't worry about it. It's 99%.
I know. I do.
Come on. I mean, you know.
I know.
You got all these thousands of people dying, but, you know, it's just the flu. You know, anyway. Everybody should take a course and watch the 2018 pandemic.
Yes, that series, that movie or documentary?
Yes, the documentary. If you watch
Netflix.
That, you'll see how they solved the problem, how many people really died, what it's all about, and it's, you know, really scary, and I hope it never gets to that level. But anyway, how can I help you?
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay, well, my question, I'll make it simple. Do you see me moving in the next maybe 5 months or so? Changing residence?
What do you want to move to? If I were you and I was living in Atlanta under these conditions, I'd be packing
anyway. Well, there's not really too many places to go. But moving from where I'm living to moving with my partner.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes, okay.
I do see you moving there. And I see
she
becoming
wants me to move.
A much closer relationship. And there are places, though, by the way. There is, well, Europe don't want us, but you have Aruba.
No, they don't want us.
Can't blame them.
I have a best friend in Canada, and she's asked me to not come and visit her and my goddaughter.
Oh, my goodness. I know. I've called friends up there. I said, oh, can I come over? You know, really good friends. I said, can I come over? And we talk? Oh, no, I'm social distancing. I'm going, God. We have to make imaginary friends on Facebook or whatever. You know, it's just,
right.
You know, if you want companionship, it's rough. It's rough.
It is rough. It really is.
And Barbara, do
you
have anything
so
to add to this?
Oh.
No, I am enjoying it. I am just enjoying listening to you guys.
I am too. This is so wonderful. I'm loving listening and people calling in, and it's amazing because we're all one. So somebody might call in, and it's pretty much somewhat like what I'm feeling. I'm like, okay, maybe my energy is going through the phone, but I'm loving this.
Yes.
So thank you so much for this.
Yes,
oh,
I'm glad
are
you love
first
this, Sean.
Yeah. No, I've listened, but I've never spoken to you. I try to get in, and sometimes I don't even try to get in queue, but I just want to listen because, again, I believe there may be someone else's energy similar as mine, and that could be a message that I need to hear. I need to listen to. I need to hear.
Yeah.
So.
Boy, you are right on. Spot on.
Do you have Roku?
No, but I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it because I was listening to you guys. I'm thinking, okay, I got to figure out how to get this.
You've got to get Roku. I'm telling you, I bought it 20 years ago or 10 years, 15 years ago, and I tell you, I've never been happier in my whole life. You get so many channels, get a lot of free channels. There's a lot to see, a lot to do on it. What I like,
okay.
And Barb,
okay.
did you ever download the News On, N-E-W-S, News On?
I have not done that yet.
Please, look
okay.
at News
okay.
On. You can get news in any state in the United States, real news.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they give the whole half-hour news program. I mean, you know, like I want to look at Hawaii, so I go to Hawaii. You know, it's very simple to work. You've got a news on, you move up to the top, you go to stations, and then go down, and then you pick the state you want to watch the news on.
Oh,
too.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to
get
this.
I look at Hawaii a lot because I spent a lot of time there and to see what's going on in Hawaii. I look at Vegas to see what's going on there because I'm in Nevada. So I look all over the place, and it's really good.
Okay. I'm going to definitely do that. Thanks. That's a good tip.
And I'm going to look into Roku, so thank you.
Yeah, you can get it at Walmart real cheap, the Roku TVs, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Or just the plain old Roku, you know?
Okay, excellent. Anyway. Thank you. I'll look on Amazon.
Right.
Okay, but thank you so much for your time. Blessings to you all.
Thank
you
for calling, darling. We hope we put a little brightness in your day.
You did. Now, can I listen on or do I have to drop off?
Yes.
That's fine.
You can listen on.
We'll just listen on. We'll just listen.
Okay, great.
Okay, Johnny, do we have another one?
Yeah, I think we have time for one more because we have about 6 minutes. So do you want to make this one be the last one?
It's up to you.
Is that okay, Barbara?
Yes, that is just
fine. Right.
Go ahead.
Our last caller is going to be 914.
Hi, caller. Hello. You're our lucky last caller. You're on with
Yes, yay!
Big Dale here. How are you?
Yay.
Oh, my goodness. What is that?
I don't know.
I didn't ring a bell. Was that you? I heard like a bell. Was that like the lucky, yay, lucky
no.
bell?
No.
I didn't even hear a bell.
Oh, wow.
I heard like some feedback, but no bell.
I don't know what that was. I can't explain. Anyway, what's your name? Well, where are you from?
I'm Katie, and I'm from New York.
Okay, what part of New York, honey?
Upstate-ish. like about an hour
Walnut.
Away from the city, up north.
Okay. Yeah, like near Rockwell Country or Long Island or Herkimer, where?
No, Hudson Valley.
I don't know that
like
one.
Like Harrodstown. Yeah.
How can I help you?
I have work on my mind. I was wondering if you see me pairing up with Willie or Cassandra, please, if either one of those or maybe even both would be good work partners.
Cassandra. Cassandra is the one I pick up.
Ah. Okay.
But I don't know. What type of work do you do?
I do artistic projects.
Okay. I pick up Cassandra. Actually, you can work with both.
Oh, that would be fabulous.
You really could work with both. I mean, but I feel Cassandra is a stronger one, but I see you working with both. And you have a really good artistic ability. Can we see any of your work on the internet?
Not yet. That's what I'm working on, getting out there with them.
Okay, you need to upload some of your paintings up there and put it on eBay or whatever.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's what I'm working on with Richard.
He's
an, Richard is an artist, so we're uploading his work. So that's what we're doing right now. So
it's lovely. All
good.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
And in the future, I see you writing a book, so it'll be fine.
Oh, I've always wanted to do that too, yes.
So that's just
something
we'll do. And I also see a children's book. So I don't know why, but I see a children's book.
Oh, I love children.
Okay. So
yes.
You have a nice day now.
Thank you. Blessings to all of you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, everybody's so sweet today. I can't believe it.
Very sweet. It was
very
in the universe
sweet.
Because you did want some good energy. You wanted a show like that, and you got it, Dale.
Yes. I wanted that. But you make my show, too, Barbara, because you're full of goodness and kindness and sweetness, so you're all good, too.
Oh,
but it's nice to know, as I'm talking to you, you know, I have the TV on mute, but I'm seeing the crawl, and Europe is Paris and a lot of other places in Europe. Are pretty much getting free of it. So that's a good thought, you know, that maybe, hopefully, we'll come around to it here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm right here.
What happened to
Barbara? I'm here, too.
Do you have any closing words, Barb?
Any closing statements?
I didn't even get my phone number out.
Oh, right.
Okay,
do that right now. That'd be great. Thank you, Dale.
Okay. If you want a private consultation with me, you may. It's call me at 808-372-1816, 808-372-1816. And I also have a website, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, Shear.com. So that's what I got to say about that.
That's awesome, Gail. And you're also on Facebook, which is really fun to follow you there. And so are we.
Yeah, I don't go on Facebook that much. I mean, Johnny, when you write me on Facebook, I find it like 2 weeks later. I got so much artistic things, and I go swimming, and I do a lot of things. So I don't get a chance to go on Facebook that much.
Good. You're out busy, really living life. That's great.
Well,
okay, good.
I hope so.
But you know what? Yeah. And you have that great website. People can read more about you and book you for their private sessions because there's not enough time here. But they get a good taste of something. And that was fun. I always love our Fridays with you, Dale. So thank you very much. And thank you, callers, for all your great questions. And we hope to hear from you again.
I want to thank New York very much for calling in and giving me a lot of support. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. We love the Big Apple.
All right.
Thank you, New Yorkers. Awesome. And you can stop by our Roku channel, too. Life, Laughter, Happiness,
Life,
Learn.
Laughter,
thanks,
happiness,
Johnny, for everything. Yeah.
All
thanks,
right.
Johnny. Thanks, Dale. Have a great night,
thank
everybody.
You, thank you, Johnny.
Good night, Barbara. Good night, Dale.
Good night.
Good night.